Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in South Bend, Indiana on February 8th. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Andrea Shabbat, and I'm calling from Manchester, New Hampshire, but I live in Merrimack, New Hampshire.
All right, you're calling from Manchester because you didn't want anybody in Merrimack to know that you were doing this. I understand that. Okay, so what do you do out there?
So I'm the assistant regional vice president for a subcontracting company.
Wow.
That means absolutely nothing to me.
But it sounded impressive.
It sounded good.
Yeah, and the throat clearing afterwards made it sound like it's something shady.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Andrea. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. You know about this. We've been doing it for 20 years. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
Those old guys accuse me of prudity, but their shriveled junk shows too much crudity. I'd like a new rule in this public pool. The locker rooms should have less
nudity.
Yes! A man in Vancouver, Canada, has filed a complaint to his local government about his community center's locker room. Mm. According to the man, the people using it are, quote, excessively nude. It's not the nudity, it's nudity in the extreme. Now, this may seem like a strange complaint for a locker room at a gym and pool, but in complaining that he is being forced to see male privates against his will, this man joins every woman who's ever lived.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's pretty gross. To be fair, though, some of the offenders that he's complaining about may just be operating under the rule of, if my gut hangs down low enough, I'm technically wearing pants. Andrea, here is your next limerick.
For good taste, this building's the casket. For picnics, it might serve as mascot. Big handles combine with a woven design. This building looks just like a
basket.
Yes, indeed, a basket. The famous Longaberger basket building has finally been sold. If you haven't seen a picture of it, it's this giant office building in Ohio. It's shaped like a picnic basket. The walls look like woven fiber. It's got two enormous, like 30-foot-high handles in the top. It is the perfect real estate investment for anyone really enthusiastic about carrying their items around in leaky buckets made out of sticks. The building is the former headquarters of the Longaberger Basket Company, which grew rich back in the 1990s when people didn't have Bitcoin yet to be really stupid about. After being in the market for 3 years, the building, now that it's been sold, will either be renovated for residential purposes or given to the town giant as a peace offering. Here is your last limerick.
I head to the spring with a straw, sip a glacier that's fresh off the thaw. No fluoride or filter will throw me off kilter. I only drink water that's
raw?
Yes, raw water.
You're very good.
Move over kombucha and turmeric powder. There's a new reason to hate millennial hipsters. It's called raw water. Unfiltered, untreated, unsterilized water. Who hasn't had a glass of water and thought, this is nice, but it needs more E. coli? You see, these risk-taking hip millennials do not want boring, safe tap water. No, they want to know that every sip might be their last. Apparently, they say taste is a big factor here. One person said, quote, it has a vaguely mild sweetness, a nice smooth mouthfeel, nothing that overwhelms the flavor profile, unquote. Oh. Not to worry, I want to assure you, that person was immediately slapped in the face. Bill, how did Andrea do on our quiz?
Andrea did perfect. You're a winner.
Congratulations. Yay.